views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. Happy and grateful to be here today. Thank you, Benny, for driving this sports car, and thank you, one and all, for tuning in. In just a bit, I'll be bringing on my guest, author, psychic, medium, and medical intuitive Sherry Dillard to talk about her newest book, Sacred Signs and Symbols, Awaken to the Messages and Synchronicities That Surround You. And then, in the second half of the show, we'll be doing readings on air together. I will be doing a one-card tarot card reading for callers and then turning it over for my guest for her perspective of the caller situation. You're getting two readings for the price of none. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Now, before I begin, I want to send love, prayers, and healing wishes down to Texas and also now Louisiana. It is so hard to fully absorb all the loss of lives, the instant home destruction, and displacement of so many families. I always say that we are all in this human experience together. And while it is heartwarming to see entire towns, cities, and a nation coming together at this time, it is outrageously humbling to see ourselves at such a mercy of something so strong as a hurricane. My thanks go out to the first responders, shelters, and all the volunteers who are donating money, time, and much-needed supplies. You are my heroes. You know, something like this, even if you're not directly impacted by the events, can still wreak havoc with us emotionally. I recently overheard a conversation where a person was dealing with some issues from her past, and one person said to her that she could see a therapist if she wanted. However, he didn't see that as necessary, and then another person piped in with agreement and said, "Oh no, you sound very healthy." Now, this has bugged me so much because the implication is that you only see a therapist when you're unhealthy or sick, and nothing can be further from the truth. This type of talk discourages people who can benefit from discussing issues in a safe environment so they do not become unhealthy. You don't see a personal trainer only when you're out of shape to navigate your physical transformation. And, you know, I mentioned this today because when we see the images on TV and Facebook from Texas and Louisiana, it can easily bring up fears, anxieties, mortality concerns, and past trauma. Where speaking with a therapist could be perhaps the most healthiest thing you could do for yourself. Now, just like tarot card readers, radio producers, podiatrists, and supermarkets, this is not a one-size-fits-all situation. There are many different types of therapists, and you as the ultimate consumer can find the one who works best for you. One place to start is at the web address therapists.psychologytoday.com, where you can search different therapists in your area, their expertise, their point of view sometimes, all the details. I just love it when I'm able to address a person's concern through a metaphysical tarot card reading. But that being said, sometimes issues are best served in the mainstream realm. So if you're tuning in for the first time, I just had to say that up front, but if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. Just a little brief bit about who I am and my approach. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with professionals or clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. In addition to personal readings, I do readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, bridal showers, you name it. Last year, I was featured in the book Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States, which was such an incredible honor. If you're interested in scheduling a session or inquiring about an event you're hosting, you can find me at elitetarot.com, which is at ELITETAROT.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I always like to come up with a tarot card that talks to the theme of the show, and the card that came to mind was the Four of Cups. Now, in this card, you see a man sitting on the ground, staring intently to three cups in front of him. Let's call this option A, B, or C. Now, out of his peripheral vision, however, is a fourth cup being presented from the universe, which if he chooses to absorb and receive something external to him, it could lead to something better than all the cups put together. While the universe can offer signs and symbols, it's up to us to accept them, which is easier said than done, as our brains tend to reject that which does not come from within. As a type A control freak, I can totally attest to this myself a time or two. But that being said, the more we can open our heart to open doors, as long as there are no red flags, then we have the potential to expand beyond what our minds create to something even more spectacular. So let me introduce my guest who can talk to this much better than I can. Sherry Dillard has been a professional psychic, medium, and medical intuitive for over 30 years. She taught intuition development at Duke University and leads workshops and classes on spiritual development and spiritual healing nationally and internationally. You can learn more about her at www.sherrydillard.com, and that's SHERRIEDILLARD.com. Welcome, Sherry, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hello, Eve. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited you're here. So your book is so interesting, and I want to delve into it. But before we get to that, could you just share a little bit about your particular journey in this metaphysical realm that we find ourselves in?
Well, you know, I think that I was in the realm before I had a name for it. As far back as I can have memory, I had a sense of the unseen, of, you know, feelings, thoughts, awareness, sensations that were beyond the physical limitations. And that never went away. I think that we all have that when we're younger. And for me, it only got stronger as I got older. And by the time I was, you know, late teens into my early 20s, I was very interested in learning more and more about anything I could about. I was that kind of person that, and still is, that, you know, kind of just wants to know all there is to know and learn it. And I delved pretty strong into metaphysics at a pretty young age. And like I said, kind of never left it. And I would say, you know, by the time I think it was in my late 20s, mid-20s or so, when I started doing readings, maybe a little earlier, actually, when I think about it. And that, again, that just progressed and got stronger for me. And it's been pretty much, I mean, I was an art therapist for a while in treatment center. But other than that, I've always been part of this crazy, open, loving, wonderful energy of beyond the limitations of the physical world.
Yeah, I love that you sort of found your way. And it was at a time when I know for myself, it was not that clear. You know, I always say there was no Long Island medium when I was having dreams that would come true. There was no John Edwards. There was, you know, it didn't, there was no clear path. And so I really appreciated that you found your way and was able to use it in a way of good, but not in a way that was overly stressful to you.
Well, it was. I mean, it did. It definitely, I went through that. Definitely had a fair amount of challenge within myself. Like you said, there was no television psychics or mediums, and I didn't. You know, I started doing readings before I even knew there was such a thing as a reading. I you know, people would ask me things, and I'd tell them what I felt or what I saw or what I knew, and I didn't call it a reading at the time, because all of that language and the idea that someone could actually do that, you know, as their career was not. I didn't go into it thinking that was going to happen. It was just, if I was asked, then I shared whatever I received. And so the struggle was kind of accepting that and carving out more of a sense of a legitimacy to it, because at the time there really wasn't. I mean, not that it's incredibly strong now, but, you know, it's definitely more accepted than it was, you know, when I started, which was many years ago. So it was an internal kind of challenge to, you know, to listen and to trust and to continue to do that. And it was that external challenge too, which was just as difficult, which was, you know, I started doing readings when I lived in California, but that was I wasn't there very long, and I moved back to the East Coast, and not only the East Coast, but the Southern Southeast, which at the time was not at all receptive to the work I did. In fact, the town I lived in at the time had a law against clairvoyance, and so it was not at all accepted. But, you know, it's just one of those things that I guess when it's meant to be, it happens, because I somehow did it. And I look back, and I'm kind of surprised it happened, you know?
We always look back. Sorry, Nira, we always look back, and we're like, wow, how did we get here? Yeah. And I love the fact that you said that you didn't have a language for it, which I love in the fact that in your book, you created a language. And here we're talking about signs and symbols. So I think that's fantastic. I've got so many more questions I want to ask, and I want to really get into this book as well. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, talking more with my guest, Sherry Dillard, author of Sacred Signs and Symbols. Plus, we'll be doing joint readings later on in the show. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Signs that burn like shooting stars that pass across the nighttime skies. They reach out in their mystic language for us to read between the lines.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/globalfoundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth,
taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com. Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend In Silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
In their mystic language, for us to read between the lines, some are born who would defy them.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, Sherry Dillard, author of Sacred Signs and Symbols, Awaken to the Messages and Synchronicities That Surround You. I will also be doing a one-card tarot card reading shortly for callers, with Sherry offering her perspectives on the situation. If you're interested in a reading, we have a line open, so give us a call at 800-930-2819. If you are feeling stressed, disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying to bring healthy love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. Sherry, I have more questions for you, but before that, is your website the best way for people to reach you?
Yeah, that's a great place to start, is my website, and my contact information is on there. So, yeah, absolutely, SherryDiller.com.
Excellent. So this book, in terms of sacred signs and symbols, what led you to write this?
Well, several different things. You know, I had always been very interested in oracles, and always had a thought of, you know, kind of wanting to discover an oracle, or just to understand them more for myself. And it was a thought I've had for a long time, and I hadn't really acted on. And so we go, let's fast forward from that thought and into kind of right before I began to write the book, was I walk my dogs early in the morning, and it's a time when I always say to myself, anything I intuitively receive, I pay attention to while I'm walking, because it's a time in the early morning when my mind is clear. And it's almost like a meditation listening. So I do that. I'm walking with my dog. And I would, if I had a question, concern, I would kind of just throw it out there as I'm walking and wait to see what I would receive. You know, I'm thinking it would be more intuitively. Well, I began to do that, noticing that sometimes I received it intuitively, but sometimes it also seemed like something would kind of come up, a sign, or something that you wouldn't even think of as a sign. And I put these in my book, things like, you know, a certain type of, I'd encounter
number
you know. Or, you know, mm-hmm. a certain building, or even cars or colors, or it could have been something in nature, but it wasn't necessarily something in nature. And it started to happen so often, I started to pay much more attention to it. And as I did that, I kind of simultaneously got the meaning of whatever sign that was, whether it was a truck, a delivery truck, or a bank that I happened to be passing by at the time, or something that seemed significant as a message to me. And so I'm thinking about doing an oracle and not realizing that I'm kind of being instructed in an oracle at the same time, because I was not thinking that this was an oracle. And then I came across a couple really strong simultaneous signs that involved feathers and a church. And I thought, wait a minute, I think this is the oracle. I think the sign is the oracle. And once I kind of got that, once that synergy of, you know, kind of inspiration came, the book came very, very naturally after that. And I would kind of do what I had been doing, and that is take walks or wherever I was, you know, just kind of noticing what was around me and what was the sign, what was the symbol, what was the message I was receiving from that, and that's how the book came to be and the glossary came to be.
And is it a? I have two like immediate kind of questions though. Is it kind of a chicken and egg situation? Was it happening more because you were more open to it, or were you making yourself more open to it and then suddenly things came up?
Well, I think it's probably both. You know, whenever you start to pay attention to signs and start to notice them, and that was one of the things that in the book I really want to emphasize was, we can invoke signs. It's nice for one to kind of randomly come into our life. That's wonderful. But we can also put out there into the great, you know, talkative universe that we are part of, very meaningful talkative universe, and ask for a sign, ask for a message of some kind. And so when we do that, they come. So it was kind of both. I wanted to receive signs, so I received more, and I was able to... I have a Facebook group for signs and synchronicities, which is really powerful, and I would love anybody to join that. It's a fun, good way to notice signs. But I've noticed in that group is that I put out there certain challenges, like, notice signs in cars or numbers, and it's amazing how quickly they stream in once we kind of just set that intent to notice.
I love that you say this. This is, you're totally speaking my language, because I always say that it would be great if departed dear Aunt Betty would just pick up the phone and there's Aunt Betty saying, "Hi, I'm okay." And it never, and it's kind of disappointing when there it's not clear, but I always say that we're half of the conversation. And so this is a two-way conversation. So you can set that tone that this means this. And so then when you see it, you're able to then have your own connection with those signs. So I love that you said that. Another question, though, that I want to say, just because this is the mainstream metaphysics, and I just want to be clear in the terminology. What is an oracle? Because I know, and then you talk about living oracle. How would you describe that?
Well, I'll try to shorten the answer to that, because I can talk about that for a while. An oracle, the way I'm using it in the book and the way I'm referencing right now, and it's broader than what I'm saying, but you know, it's one of those words that has a lot of different possible meanings and significance. But the oracle, as I'm speaking of it, is basically a system through which the unseen realm is able to communicate and connect with us. And that can be like tarot cards are an oracle. Runes are oracle. Astrology in some ways can be looked at as an oracle. So it's basically the way I'm referencing it is more as a system. And that's what I explain in the book. There's, you know, just as there is different tarot card spreads, there's different oracle spreads that I talk about that you can use signs to gain specific information in certain areas.
Excellent. So what you're saying, though, we're not alone here. We can right. have that communication with the spirit, with those who've passed. Just signs and symbols can help us guide our path.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're just one form of existence in the way that we are energy. We're energy in the physical form, but, you know, I think it's a proven, thanks to Einstein, that, you know, energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It just shifts, it changes, it evolves. And so all of life is energy. And one of the very wonderful things we're learning about energy is it loves to interact and communicate. And so we're part of this web of this beautiful creation that loves to communicate, that is always talking if we choose to listen and, like you said, choose to interact and dialogue. It takes dialogue. It takes faith. It takes a leap of trust. I mean, it takes us out of the paradigm that, you know, we are physical beings and we can only communicate with physical beings, and our communication is somewhat limited to the physical senses. So, you know, we have to challenge ourselves in that. But once we're able to do that, like you said, loved ones, angels, spirit guides, power animals, you know, I believe in all of it. I believe that it's all the same. It's all just this wonderful creative life force energy in all different kinds of forms.
I love that.
You know, yeah. Talking, all of it.
Oh, it's so great. And, you know, we're going to take a break and then we're going to call because we've got callers waiting to hear from you and get your insight. But I got to ask before we go to break, there's the person that comes into my office and says, I can't see any signs. I'm not intuitive. Do we all have this ability to connect?
Yes, absolutely. They're experiencing that they can't, and many people do experience that, and that's one of the reasons I wrote the first book, Discover Your Psychic Type, and then all my books kind of follow, not all of them, but most of them follow somewhat of that same formula, simply that, you know, it's innate within us. It may express itself in ways that we don't think is intuitive. That's probably our biggest block, is a preconceived idea of what that should be like. And once we get beyond that and open that up, people start to notice energy information coming to them in ways that maybe in the past they had ignored or denied even.
Oh, that's, I love that definition. Thank you. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll begin right to readings. You're in talking more with my guest, Sherry Dillard. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at saraluce.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. You can learn more about me, schedule a reading, or inquire about readings for an upcoming event that you're hosting at EliteTarot.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. If you are just tuning in, I'm here talking with my guest, Sherry Dillard, author of Sacred Signs and Symbols, Awaken to the Messages and Synchronicities that Surround You. You can learn more about her at SherryDillard.com. That's SHERRIEDILLARD.com. And now we're going to just get right to calls, so where I will do a one-card tarot card reading for callers and then turn it over to my fantastic guest for her interpretation as well. Just so listeners know, I have a caller lit. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. And as I look at tarot as a visual representation of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side wanting you to be happy, there is nothing scary that can possibly come up in a reading. Before I begin, I always like to start with a small disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So let's get to the first caller, Nan. Nan, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Well, thank you. I'm really so happy. I'm the first caller, too, which I didn't
Yay!
Expect. So I'm very happy to be on. Thanks.
Well, we're happy you're on. Is there anything that you have a question about that you'd like a reading on?
Sure. Yeah, just I think general reading. I'm at a crossroads right now, deciding what path to take. And just a general reading, I think. Maybe some medical things. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. You know, always with medical, at least for me, I'm always saying that's above my pay grade. I'm pointing up to the sky, but I can definitely look at the crossroads. The card that The card that I pulled for you is card number 19 in the Major Arcana, and that's the Sun card. Now, this is a really positive card. In this card, you see that inner child who is just riding a horse with sunflowers, three sunflowers behind him, one sunflower kind of tucked off to the side. My eye keeps going to that one sunflower. It's kind of on the other side of some, like a red ribbon. And, you know, here is a card all about asking you to just truly honor that inner child spirit. I always say that you're best served when your inner child is your GPS, but you have the keys to the car. For this card to come up, it's about not letting fear or brain self-sabotage stop you from moving forward. Go through open doors, honoring that inner child spirit, because that same spirit you had when you were 8, 10 years old in terms of what you wanted to feel, achieve, all those adventures you want to go on, it never goes away. But as the older we get, the more we push it down. Allow that to come up to the forefront. The more you honor her, the more she will honor you with more direction. And together, you're doing a partnership, making sure that you're recognizing that your journey is yours and it's going to look like that of no one else on this planet. So just go for it.
Thank you. That really resonates.
I'm so glad.
Excellent. It resonates a lot. I think I'm having some challenges at the moment, but they're working their way out, and I think I'll come out at the other end, just like you said, and with honoring my inner child and feeling spirited.
Excellent. I'm so glad to hear that. I'm going to pass you over to Sherry, but before I do, I got to say I'm a big proponent of taking out the words hoping, wanting, thinking, feeling, trying, because you said I think I'm going to come out, which then creates added weight to you physically and emotionally and makes it that much harder. Instead of you're thinking that you're coming out of it, I'm embracing this journey. Sherry, do you have anything to add for Nan?
Yeah. Hi, Nan. How are you?
Hi. Nice to hear you. Really good. It's nice to talk to you. I'm really excited. Yeah.
Yeah, good. You know, as you two are talking, I keep seeing you, like, out and about in the world. That feels really strong. I keep seeing you, you know, I feel like you're going into some, and if you're in this already, I feel like it's getting stronger and amping up a bit, is some kind of service for people or interaction in the way that you are providing a service of some type, even if it doesn't necessarily seem that way. But I keep getting the message for you that, you know, you've been preparing for a long time in your life, you know, that you've had this kind of inner strength, inner power. You know, you've learned a lot, you've experienced that, you've had that inward journey, and I keep getting a pretty strong message that it's about the outer now, it's about your expression in the world, and I get everything that you do in that way, although it may not seem always like it's successful, or it may not always feel like you want it to, but I, in the big picture, I don't feel like you can go wrong by putting yourself out there more. I feel like the more you do that, the more you're going to be directed toward what really speaks to you. And it's all about you in the world with others, interacting and expressing and really, like that sun, putting out there more of who you are.
Right. Yeah. And I think I've had some challenges that have caused me to have more anxiety and fear and maybe even some stress and things that had happened in the past. And so I'm still holding on, it feels like, to those things a little bit.
Right.
And it's been, I'm hesitant to move forward, but I understand what you're saying completely. It's an expression is, and being my true self and my inner child and all of that.
Right.
Yeah, and service
and that
is right on.
That might be, you know, that's kind of the inner child of the sun, too. It's not necessarily the wounded inner child. It's the vibrant, strong, the inner child that just is, you know, come follow me, like that courageous, brave, having fun inner child.
I love that.
Maybe it's that part
of you that really you can listen to as well as the other. Maybe that inner child is maybe where that healing is too. That courage.
I hope that's been helpful, Nan.
It has been wonderful, and I appreciate both of you so much. And I really also appreciate, I do have a habit of saying think. So, like, I think. So that was really helpful.
You had a habit.
Yes.
Let's start with right there. You had a habit. You're on your way. Please keep us updated on how everything is going. And thank you so much for calling, Nan.
Oh, you're very welcome, Sherry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nan. Okay, you take care.
Take care. Well, let's take our next caller, Christine. Christine, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, is there anything that you have a question about?
I just feel really confused in general about everything right now. And also, I'm a little freaked out about my health, too. But any advice would be so helpful right now.
You got it. Well, I want to, first of all, more than anything, I just want to validate those feelings of freaked outness, not from a negative perspective, because again, that's above my pay grade. But the card I pulled was card number 16, the Tower, which is talking about a lot of things that are taking place, some not directly connected to you, but still impact you. And what it's doing is it's kind of changing and shifting things, which can be a little freaky and anxiety filled because you don't know, is this going somewhere great? Is it going somewhere not so great? We just don't know. I mean, but for something to be happening, it's almost as if kind of the universe speaks in whispers, pebbles, and boulders, and we kind of got complacent for a little bit, and now the universe is kind of taking matters into its own hands and kind of shifting some things around. So I just want to validate those feelings. Those are that Tower card, it's a fantastic card because it talks about liberation. It talks about, you know, starting something new. If you have this home that you've grown up with, but then you're building a new home, it's still very unsettling when that home that you know is being demolished in order to build something new. And so just embrace and stay as present as possible during this time of change, and just kind of not focus so much on worries that have not been proven true, as challenging as that may be. Does that resonate?
Yeah.
Excellent. Sherry, is there anything that we're going to be going to break in just a minute, but is there anything that you'd like to add for Christine?
Okay, I'll be fast. What I get, Christine, is we don't have time to get into it all, but there's a grandmother close to you in spirit, and she's watching you. She wants you to, this is her message to you. She says, take everything one step at a time, listen within, and at the same time, you're going to need to do a little bit more research or understanding and get some facts. Get kind of a grounded approach right now to moving forward and keep it simple, one step at a time. But I keep getting that you need to check out your path with some real facts of what's really possible and what's the best course to go right now. So just like she's saying, she's with you, she's sending a lot of love, and everything's going to be okay, she says. Everything's going to, you can't see it now, but keep it simple, go forward, listen within, and everything's going to work itself out.
Thank you.
I hope that's been helpful, Christine. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do, so stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm, Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever said to yourself, "I need to let this go"? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. Here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, "However, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you." After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter, noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotTarot.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
All I see is limitation, and there's no earth beneath my feet. There are no trees or fields in front of me, only slabs of concrete. Skyscrapers reaching up to the clouds, don't give the moon a chance to shine. Well, I got imitation moonlight.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guest, psychic, medium, medical intuitive Sherry Dillard, author of Sacred Signs and Symbols. If you're trying to connect with different signs to help you guide your path, definitely would recommend getting this book to help kind of walk you through that. We have another caller, Milda. Milda, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really excited.
Oh, I'm excited you called. Is there anything you have a question about?
Well, I just ended a relationship with my boyfriend, and I'm ready to start a new job, and I also a new business. So maybe a general reading to see what comes up.
You got it. You know, it's interesting because relationships and career, sometimes they're so intertwined, because when we're feeling strong, when we want to kind of clear house in one area, it's usually in the other area as well. And the card that came up is the Five of Swords. Now, in this card, you see two individuals, which is all you, left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine, and they have disengaged from an ongoing battle, and they've put down their swords and they've walked to the water's edge. Now, they're not jumping for joy. They're still just kind of reeling from that disengagement. And in fact, it's kind of unsettling in some ways. It's not to say that it was wrong to do that, but it's going to take some time for you to just really heal, regroup, and just get back into your strong zone. I definitely recommend making sure that you're giving yourself a lot of TLC. a lot of extra healing. Also, write down on a sheet of paper the qualities without specifics that you're looking for in a relationship, also in your new career. Again, making that contract with the universe, but leaving it to the universe to do all the heavy lifting in providing the details. But just cut yourself a break, allow yourself to just heal from this, and I'm not worried about you for a minute. Sherry, do you have anything to add to Milda?
Well, I completely agree. I'm not worried either about, well, let me say this. When it comes to career and going forward right now, that's one of the things you are really good at, is harnessing your energy, your power, and moving forward. What gets you into trouble sometimes is, like many people, is taking on too much and almost trying to be too much for too many people, you know? Don't spread yourself too thin. This is the time for you to stay self-focused. It's a wonderful quality you have, that you want to be there for others, and you can be very sympathetic. You have these two kind of qualities. You have this powerhouse you, and then you have this more feeling-based nature. And right now, what I get for you is it's time for you to focus with this power that you have and move forward and take care of yourself. And if you find yourself, whether it's this past relationship trying to come back, or even when it goes into career in terms of maybe people wanting you to maybe take on too much or go in a direction you're not sure about, you've got to keep yourself focused on what is really working for you. I feel by November, things are going to be pretty cleared out for you in terms of you're kind of going to have a, like your dream is going to start to be, you're going to feel it more firmly under you. You know, you're going to feel it happening in the way, it doesn't mean it's going to manifest completely then, but you're going to be, you know, the things that you need to be doing and preparing, and that's going to start to be gelling. It's going to start to be setting. So you're going to have a more tangible sense of it. But right now, it's important, like I said, for you to self-focus. And while it's great to care about and be sympathetic, be a little careful about that.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, that's true. Thank you. Thank you so much. I have to say, Sherry, I have two of your books, and I just love them.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you have that. Very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling, Milda. Please keep us updated. So, Sherry, before we close the show, first of all, you're fantastic, and thank you so much for being on the show. What is next for you on your ever-evolving journey?
I think you're fantastic. This is a fantastic show, too.
Thank you.
What is next for me? Well, you know, lots of different things. I'm, of course, always writing, and I've got some classes coming up that you can find on my website. I've had people really interested in doing more classes, which is good because I'm ready to teach more. And so I have that. And then I also have my personal journey, which is always interesting, and, you know, staying aware of meditation more, like you opened the show with. You know, there's a lot of chaos right now on a global level. And here in the States, we're being pretty, you know, inundated with wave after wave, as the metaphor of the hurricane goes, too, of unsettlement. And a lot of people are feeling triggered by that. And so one of the things I do to help myself is I kind of meditate more, try to stay more centered, more grounded, and, you know, and at the same time being available for others too. But it's definitely a time for, you know, kind of an approach that sustains us and at the same time feeds us and at the same time opens our heart. You know, we don't want to dismiss that either, because it's a time of giving and sharing also.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm so beautifully said. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Sherry.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Oh, me too. I want to thank everyone for tuning into our Signs and Symbols show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio today. Thank you, Benny, for running the show, and thank you to one and all for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do the show each week, and I look forward to next week's show where I'll be doing readings all hour. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.